Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, May 8th, 2023. The owners of a Berlin hotel where a giant aquarium burst back in December, spilling 1 million liters of water and 1,500 fish into the lobby and surrounding area, have announced that they will not rebuild the aquarium. The cost of rebuilding the 16-meter-high acrylic glass cylinder was deemed too high, and the cause of the failure is still unknown. Two people were slightly injured in the incident, which damaged at least 6 other shops. The hotel remains closed, and the elevators are still out of order. Engineers are working to reassemble the 700 fragments of the aquarium to uncover possible causes, such as faulty design, manufacturing error, or defective materials. The investigation is expected to be completed by mid-July. On May 10, 1933, the largest public book burning in Germany took place in Berlin, organized by the Nazis to destroy books considered, quote, un-German, unquote, and to suppress free expression. The event was held in front of the Berlin University and witnessed by German author Erich Kästner, whose books were among those burned. While many famous writers were targeted, including Heinrich Mann and Kurt Tucholsky, lesser-known children's books, for example, by Jewish authors and with content considered to be subversive, were also burned. To commemorate the 90th anniversary, literature professor Carmen Stange and her students at the Humboldt University of Berlin are highlighting some of the children's books that were destroyed, such as Ede and Unku by Alex Wedding, which tells the story of an unlikely friendship between a working-class boy and a Sinti girl. Stange argues that while the burning of Kästner's books is well known, the burning of children's books is often overlooked. The book burning is an important event in German history and is studied in schools, and it's seen as a reminder of the dangers of suppressing free expression and how it can lead to oppression and persecution. The event was also a powerful symbol of the Nazi regime's attempt to control culture and thought. On Saturday at BER, a job fair called Durchstarten Jobs at BER was held for the first time to address the hundreds of vacancies across various sectors at the airport, such as baggage handling, firefighting, and gastronomy. Over 30 companies at the airport participated, and the event reportedly attracted around 3,000 visitors, and some attendees even had the opportunity to conduct job interviews on site. However, some criticized the event for its low turnout, attributing it to poor weather, the airport's remote location, and rail replacement service, and also the concurrent coronation of King Charles. Heidi Leipold, a representative of Viddy's, a bio-curryverse company with a branch at the airport, also criticized the job fair's design, arguing that it was difficult for a gastronomy business to compete with employers like the Federal Police, who showcased spectacular vehicles to attract visitors. Despite the event, Leipold mentioned that recruiting staff for Viddy's airport branch was challenging due to the need for security clearance and a lengthy application process, which currently takes about 3 months and requires many documents. This extensive process can be particularly burdensome for entry-level positions like kitchen assistants. Today, as part of our new Senate series, we cover Iris Sprenger of the SPD, who remains Senator for Interior and Sports. Born in Halle and currently 61 years of age, Sprenger has been actively involved in politics for many years. As Senator for the Interior and Sports, she's responsible for overseeing the police, Constitutional Protection Agency, fire department, and emergency medical services. She is also in charge of maintaining public safety and order in the city, as well as ensuring the growth and maintenance of sports in the city. Some of the greatest challenges faced by Senator Sprenger include the need to renovate old police and fire stations, provide better equipment and staff for the police and fire departments, and cope with the transfer of responsibility for digitalization and administrative reform to the state chancellery. Before being appointed as the first female senator for Interior and Sports back in 2021, Sprenger served as a member of the Berlin House of Representatives between 1999 and 2006, and again since 2011. Additionally, she worked as a Secretary of State in the Finance Administration from 2006 to 2011. She is also a trained accountant and studied law at the Humboldt University, although she did not complete her degree. In her personal life, she is married and has one adult son. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.